Recent polls show Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt in a tight race for the lead in Iowa. In a Chicago Tribune LA Times poll, Dean leads Gephardt 30% to 23%. Zogby International has Dean leading by just 3 percentage points, 26% to Gephardt's 23%. In a moment, we'll check in with two of the reporters covering those frontrunners, but first we turn to Stefan Schmidt, professor of political science at Iowa State University, to decipher the latest poll numbers. He says one number to watch is the percentage of people who are undecided or who said they may change their minds.
We're still seeing movement, and the Iowa caucuses are a particularly hard venue to poll because polling is an individual test of a person's preference. The caucuses are a collective activity where people come in and essentially can change other people's minds and have a discussion. And so when you're going into a caucus and you think you're going to vote for somebody, you may get some information or some arguments in that caucus that make you say, well, I guess maybe I'll switch. And so there is inherently a softness in them. But I think generally they reflect what people think they're going to do, and that's good enough.
The undecided and soft voter numbers are interesting. This Chicago Tribune LA Times poll says that 9% of voters at this point are undecided, but 39% could change their minds. In other words, they think they know who they want to vote for, but they could still be persuaded at the last minute. That's a lot of voters.
That's a lot of voters. Iowa State University did a poll recently, and it showed in the 20% area of actually undecided voters. And I think that this leaves, again, a lot of room for those who are really undecided to move to somebody. I think here there is some speculation that, for example, with Dean, some of the supporters there might move somewhere else, but more with Gephardt. I mean, there's a question of whether Gephardt really has this support or whether Dean may have more support, but we don't know where it's coming from because the Dean supporters, some of them are newbies to politics. They are people whom we can't find. They haven't participated before. And so over this weekend, someone who knows a lot about this suggested to me that Dean's numbers may actually be higher.
Is it possible that the way these polls are conducted, which is by telephone, may not be terribly accurate? In other words, would there be people who might not have listed phone numbers, who might have cell phone numbers or something like that, and not a regular phone, who wouldn't even be counted?
This is a national problem. All the national polling organizations are having stomach aches and agonizing over how to make sure that they have those people who don't have any regular phones anymore or who never use them and always use their cell phones, because cell phone numbers tend to be unlisted. And I think that's added an element of uncertainty into all of the polling, and it certainly is especially true of Dean supporters, whom many of whom are sort of younger, more into the IT world, using PDFs and Blackberries and cell phones and so on, and roaming around and not so homebound.
We were talking about the large percentage of voters who indicate that their support is soft or that they may be undecided. Do you think there's a chance that they would be less likely to go to the caucus in the first place?
This is a real puzzle because if by now, after 800 debates and thousands of commercials and stuff in your mailbox and phone calls at night and emails, you still don't know who you want to support. One of the questions that we have is, what else do you need to know? And it may be that these folks are incapable of making a decision. Perhaps they're suffering from something that we call input overload, which means if you have too many choices, sometimes you make no choice at all. You know, if you go into a store and there are 20 toothpaste, some people just go, I can't decide, and they leave and don't brush their teeth. Now, the field is so diverse that there is somebody in that field for everybody, really. And therefore, there is a concern that some of these people either might not go, or they might do what undecideds often do, which is that they go and actually run as an uncommitted and become uncommitted delegates who will wait and cast their vote later. And so that's a possibility.
Okay, Professor Schmidt, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stefan Schmidt teaches political science at Iowa State University in Ames, and he appears on the program The Dr. Politics Show on member station WOI.